Good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome. Welcome, welcome to the show this morning. Well, good morning. This is Coach Lalisa, and I am so glad for another day. Thankful for another day. You know why? Because it is another opportunity to live your dream. It's another opportunity. I know if it's another opportunity for me to live my dream, then I know it's another opportunity for you to live your dream. You know, I asked a question yesterday on Facebook. I said, what is stopping you from fulfilling your God-given purpose? Not the purpose that you developed as a child or your parents told you you would do or you saw on television or read in a book, but I'm talking about your divine purpose in life, the thing that is really, I mean, deep embedded in your heart to do. Well, for some people, and I stated on Facebook, so hopefully you're connected with me on Facebook so you can continue to get updates and information that can move you closer and closer to your divine purpose. You know, because the truth of the matter is there is so much enjoyment and fulfillment when you are in your purpose. Walking out your destiny is joy, fulfillment. You're able to love everybody. You're able to have peace about yourself. No matter what storms rage in your life or around your life, when you are on purpose with God, when you are walking in your divine purpose, you will have peace about everything. You know, you'll be like Paul who says, I'm content in whatever state I find myself in. If you're discontented, there's a problem. You're not walking in your divine purpose if you have discontent. When you reach, you know, it's like you're it's like your odometer in your car. When it reaches a certain level, it just takes off, you know. Well, when you reach that level to where you are operating in your divine purpose and your divine assignment, and you'll know it. You'll know it because you'll take off. That's how you'll know. You might say, well, Coach Lalisa, how do I know? How? Because you'll take off. You'll, like I said, in my book, Release Your Power, when you tap into your inner power and really release it, you will explode when you discover the power that you have on the inside of you to do everything that God has created you to do. He's created you basically to be a mover and a shaker. He's created you with talents, gifts, skills, and abilities. Or as we like to call them, your tags. And so TAG, T-A-G-S, it's an, the acronym then would read your talents, your abilities, your gifts, and your skills. Skill sets are those things that are we build them up. Then some of us, we have natural talent, natural gifts. But then the skills, we can build a skill. We can learn a skill. You see, it's kind of hard to learn a gift. It's just given to you. You don't have to learn it. You can hone it. You can develop it. But it's given to you. A skill is something that maybe not you're not given that thing. However, you can go and you can learn it. You know, God has given you a great mind. So today is Monday. And I am here. You are tuned in. We had an awesome, awesome, awesome weekend. But like I said, let me get back to my other point, and good morning to each and every one of you who are listening. If you're listening, if you're not listening, if you want to listen to the show on the go, because I know many of you, you have to go to work, you have to get in your car, you have to get on the train. Well, you can listen, get yourself a little headset, put them in your cell phone, your smartphone, or what have you, and you can listen, you know, your iPad or however you listen to this, and you put it in, you put in your earphones, and you can listen on the train, on the bus, even on the plane. You know, once you get so many thousand feet in the air, they will allow you to turn back on your electronics. You can listen in your car. You can listen as you're out walking, you're out jogging. And so you want to listen mobile, you have to dial 347-945-7991. And that's all you need to do. You don't need a PIN. You don't need an access code. You just need to dial the phone number, area code 347-945-7991. Now back to what is stopping you from living your purpose, being all that you can be, waking up each day ready to take on the world, waking up with joy, with joy, with fulfillment, with satisfaction, waking up with purpose and destiny, waking up knowing that your assignment is the exact right assignment that God has for you, the purpose that God has for you. That purpose might include your spouse, it may include your children, it may include other people, but it will be pure, and I'm telling you, you will so much love your life, you know. And so here's the thing, when you love your life, you can love others. It's very hard to love other people when you don't love yourself. And you can just, you know, forget about everything if you love yourself and you love other people, but you don't love God. So it's a three-way love affair, really. You have to love God, you have to love yourself, and you have to love others. Yeah, you have to love yourself, you have to love God, and you have to love others. It's a three-way love affair. It's a three-way. It's not one way, all right, where you just love you. It's not two-way, where you just love, you know, you and others. Not just two-way where you love yourself and God. You see, it has to be a three-way love affair. And people who don't have their purpose, they're not fully walking in their purpose, the only thing that is stopping you from doing that is you yourself. Is you yourself. You're stopping yourself from walking in your purpose. And if you come out, promise you, if you come out on November, it's a Tuesday, November the 15th, you have a little bit over 15 days, that's 2 weeks plus, to prepare for this. If you come to the Marriott Courtyard in Newark, New Jersey, on Routes 1 and 9 South, over by the Ramada and the Sheraton Hotel, if you, that part of 1 and 9. It's not the Marriott, it's not the big mega Marriott that's in the airport. That's our goal. That's where we're trying to get to. That's where we plan, that's our goal. But right now we're in the small Marriott, which is right on Route 1 and 9, all right? It's going to be beautiful. Right now we're on the small one, and a lot of times, you know, we love to do it small because we want people to see how progression works, how to evolve. Because, you know, I do a lot of training, a lot of coaching, and so I love to show people up close and personal how to go from nothing to something. That's my favorite thing to show people. And that's why we do the show each and every morning. That's why we're here. I can't take your phone calls today. Now, tomorrow, don't forget, Mr. Terry Benjamin, Dr. Professor Terry Benjamin, will be on the air live, and he will be able to take your calls. His topic every Tuesday, mark it on your calendars, put it on your cell phones, your smartphones, your iPhones, your iPads, and any other electronical device that you have. Put it there, remind yourself. He's an awesome, dynamic person. He has a new movie coming out. I'm sure he's told, well, he'll tell you about it, I'm sure, tomorrow. I'm excited about it. I'm already casting for a part, and I'm excited, auditioning, I should say, for a part for my husband and for me. I had missed an opportunity for a movie down in Philadelphia, and I had was, you know, had planned to play a small part in the film, and I was not able to get there on the day because I had another engagement, and it was too far for me to drive to get there in time for the part. However, I'm not going to miss another opportunity right here in Jersey. I'll be able to get there. Don't worry. I'll be there. And they probably will shoot it in Rahway, New Jersey. But I'm so excited. My first movie that I'll be in. And we're just going to have a great time. So back to how you're going to reach your purpose and your destiny. So I promise you, if you come over to the Marriott on the 15th, 7 o'clock p.m., we will be showing you basically how to live your purpose, how to live with power, how to take control of your own life, how to get your confidence back, how to lift up your voice, take your voice back, open up and speak. It's going to be fabulous. Oh, my God, it's going to be fabulous. And I can't wait. I can't wait to work with you. We will be continuing to work with people with our Release Your Power coaching program. It's a 60-day program to help you go from nothing to something and anywhere in between. So that's the spectrum, though, all the way from nothing to something. But we know many people, their lives could lie anywhere on the spectrum. You may be just about at the end, but yet you feel like you're not going to make it. Maybe you feel that you just can't go another step, or you're frustrated. Still, I want you to come out on Tuesday. And for those of you like me who, you know, you just love being in the mix of people who are empowered and living their destiny, and you like to network with individuals like this, you also want to come out. You know, you may already be living the empowered life, all right, living the empowered life. And I just, you know, God is so good, and he's just amazing. And so we want people to know what it is all about. I have another booklet out there. It hasn't been published yet, but it actually was written before Release Your Power, and I wrote parts of it, and I talk about living the empowered life. It's a wonderful life to live. It's a great life to live, and starting next year, I will be able to write these books, get them done, but my very next book is From Prostitute to Princess. From Prostitute to Princess. And in that book, you know, a lot of people ask me for, you know, where's the story, Lalisa? And they want to know if my story of having been an ex-prostitute, or having been a prostitute at that point, I was an ex, and now, you know, working on a college campus, going to college, and then, well, obviously if you, you know, work on a college campus, you've gone to college at least once. And so a lot of people want to know where that story is. Well, that story is not in Release Your Power. The results of the story is what Release Your Power is about. So for those of you who want to know, should you get that book? Yeah, Release Your Power is the result of, you know, it's the how-to go from prostitute to princess, okay? So it's the book that can show you how you can go from whatever messed up situation you're in to a great situation. And so for many of you, the book is necessary for your family members. This is a book that you would get for someone else. For many of you, you will get it for yourself because you're stuck. But for some of you, or you're not reaching your fullest potential, or you're not tapping into your God-given greatest purpose. But for some of you, why watch your family members struggling and going around and around and around in a circle, not learning from their experience? Sometimes what that means is that they need to learn from others' experience. Because, you know, we always have that saying from back in the day that said, you know, experience is the best teacher. But if a person is doing something 9,000 times and still not learn from it, well, I don't know. I beg to differ if they're learning from their experience. Because, well, how many lessons do you need? Learning from your experience means you did it one time and then you learned, okay? Not you doing it like 18 years straight in a row and you haven't learned yet. No, no. So maybe at that point, they need to learn from others' experience. And for a measly $15, and, you know, I mean, some of you, especially you parents, you've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to pacify your children, and they didn't get any better when you could get them a book. And believe me, they will read it, because, number one, it's my personal story. You know, it's my personal examples and suggestions, okay? And I'm a local person, all right? I'm not Oprah Winfrey, so sometimes when people, if a person is too big, they may feel, I can't achieve that because that person has all of this. But when it's a local person who is still very local, they may say, it's touchable. Okay, now I can do that. So the book, Release Your Power, has inspired just about everybody who's ever read the book. I haven't had or seen one person, because a lot of the people who purchased the book, I know of their lifestyle before they got the book. And I see the change in them, you know. So I know the book will change and inspire whoever reads it. So I'm encouraging you to, if you don't need the book, someone you know does, and someone you care about, not just somebody you know, but someone you care about, that you care enough about them that you want to see them change for the benefit of their own self. All right? If young people, I don't get it. You know, I don't get the parents who would go out and purchase a $15 to $20 CD from like a Nicki Minaj or something for their child, but wouldn't get them a book like this, Release Your Power. 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. So instead of watching Nicki Minaj become all that she is, okay, why not help your child become all that they are? I don't know. That's just, well, I don't have children, so maybe I'll never understand why a parent would rather spend money on things that their children can see but not really attain, okay? Yes, some children will watch Nicki Minaj and Beyonce and all and become great singers and dancers and whatever they are. But I think more children can become who they really are than those who could become someone else. But, you know, that's just my little take on the matter. Not just because I want to sell books, because, you know, there's many other ways to sell a book. I'm not trying to sell a book. I'm trying to sell a lifestyle for someone, okay? A lifestyle, the one like I'm having, of joy and happiness, of peace, of abundance. I'm not selling a book. I'm selling a lifestyle. That's a great lifestyle. It's a wonderful lifestyle. It's great to be able to be on purpose with God. It's just wonderful. And going around helping people, working with people, this is like the best thing. And, you know, there is something that God has for you as well. So come out on the 15th of November at the Marriott Courtyard. Look for the sessions that myself and Minister Pat, who is also a phenomenal instructor and teacher, and she's also going to be doing some of the training with us. We will have other trainers coming into the center, like Tina Lane, Coach Tina. She also worked with a lot of youth. Others will be flying in to conduct workshops for us and with us. Miss Elaine Haskins, Miss Denise Jenkins. Over the years, God has networked for me just a slate of phenomenal trainers and workshop leaders and those who can prepare your children, your cousins, your nieces and your nephews, And we're going to be, and it's going to be very affordable. The kind of training that you will get will typically cost you at least $1,000 or more. $1,000 for the 8-week program that I'm putting together, or the 60-day program, 8 weeks, however you want to look at it. It ends up the same. 60 days is 8 weeks. 2 months is 2 months, no matter what, how you slice it. But 60 days or 8 weeks, whichever you like. But when these individuals get, for 8 weeks, you will pay definitely $1,000 or better. So our price is going to be much more affordable. Why? Because we are operating out of our passion, our purpose, and our God-given abilities. And that's a huge difference. Some people are in business just for the money, and their hearts are is not there. But our hearts are, for us, it's a ministry, and we are excited about it. So, you know, again, get the help for the people that you know, people who need help. So what do we have on Pike coming up for this week? Well, tomorrow we have Mr. Terry Benjamin. Don't forget. I know next Monday we have, next Monday I believe should be November the 7th. Next Monday we have a very, very awesome guest coming on. She's also an author. Her first book just came out. And definitely I can't wait to get her on the line. We'll talk to her. She's one of the authors that I met through in-house publishing. And she will be coming on to talk about her new book and her life as an author, what she's been experiencing, what she's been going through. And for those of you who are also authors, I know, Shaniqua, I didn't forget you. I know you want to get your books published, and I will continue to work with you to get that done. I know Minister Pat is now working on her book. I just got news last night that my sister's pastor just finished her book. I'm telling you, amazing, amazing, amazing. I know the young lady, Virginia Dancy, did her book. She attended one of our workshops that I do on self-publishing. Many people, I did a workshop, and a young lady who had been writing all her life, some of you know her, Shaquanda, she came to one of my workshops, self-publishing. Now, not only does she have books, she has a full-fledged publishing business. And I didn't teach her how to do something per se. I believe with her, it was more of an inspiration. Yes, I showed her some steps to self-publishing, because a lot of people didn't know how to self-publish. They knew of it, they heard of it, but they didn't know how to do it. And we did that workshop. I did about 8 of those workshops thus far in the state of New Jersey. And a lot of people have went on to do be able to do the steps to get their books published. And some, you know, put other steps with it and added to it. But one of the things, we have a very, very basic tool to show you how to publish your book. And if you follow the instructions, you will have a book in your hand, and you will be standing at your book signing before long. And so, but please, you can contact us about that and other things that you want to do. But some of these are the things that we're going to be working with people on the 8-week program through the Release Your Power training program, where you're going to be able to come. You will come and you will learn personal development. We'll do career exploration with you, find out what career is right for you. We'll do small business exploration, figure out what small business you should start, how should you start, when should you start, what's the best time to start a business. Also, you will be able to find out about the various support groups and workshops that we have to help support you in your endeavors. And also, we will do some introduction to social media and, you know, how you can use the computer to get the things done that you need to do. Well, I think we're just about out of time. We only have a half hour for the show today. It's a busy, busy week. Friday we will be going down to Cincinnati, Ohio for the 10th annual Praise and Deliverance Conference. So, as my friend would say, that's a big to-do. She cracks me up with that. It's a big to-do. And we're going to go down there. We are excited. Come out. Praise God with us. We're going to be at the church over in Covington, Kentucky, 2002 Green Up Street in Covington, Kentucky. You can go to my Facebook page if you have any other comments or questions. If you're in the Cincinnati or surrounding area, we look forward to you being. You know, Kentucky is just a hop, skip, and a jump from Cincinnati, at least that part of Kentucky. It's just right over the water, the bridge, and the river in Cincinnati. So downtown Cincinnati is not that far. We'll be there. I can't wait to meet each and every one of you. But that is all we have time for. I think that we probably have a couple minutes left on the show. And I'm just so excited. So don't forget, yep, we have 90 seconds left. You're going to live your purpose. You're going to not let anything hinder you. You're going to attend the workshop on November the 15th. You are also going to connect with us on Facebook. You're also going to, yes, if you are a small business owner, we will be having a vendor day back at the very same hotel. So please come out, shop with our vendors. If you're small business owners, shop with us the day after Thanksgiving, Friday. Come out. We'll be there. Vendors, we'll have some giveaways, some prizes. Don't miss it. And come and see the spectacular shopping. And, I mean, just come and support small business owners right here in your own community. You don't have to go to Macy's and Saks and to Short Hills Mall and all these other wonderful places. Come and shop with your own people. Let's bring the economic dollars back into our community as we always did. Let's do it. I know you can do it. I'm counting on you. So that's all we have time for today. Have a powerful, powerful day. And don't forget, phenomenal preparation breeds phenomenal success. That's been the Coach Louisa Show. You're back tomorrow. Don't forget, Sexy at 60, Sexy at 60 and Beyond with Mr. Terry Benjamin. Healthy aging and life, long learning. Have a wonderful day.